The topic I want to deal with today is energy sharing the same space. It appears that two entities of energy can't share the same space. So you can't have love and love and hate and hate. It always seemed that either, especially when you're dealing with the opposite sex, man and woman, one always going to love the other more. It's just facts. That's how the universe is. One is loving, the other one is pulling. That's the yin and the yang. I quote Sigmund Freud, said love, either the person is going to die or they're going to leave you. So either way, somebody's going to be heartbroken. So when you dwell into that synopsis of it, how do you balance it out? Do you recognize the energy and put the mirror up to the other person and be like, okay, well, this person don't give a shit, so I shouldn't give a shit. But it does seem like when you do it like that, it creates an equality of a stalemate position, because if another person is withholding their feelings and not giving you all of theirs, and you start doing the same thing, then you have an even keel playing field where nobody really gets hurt. That's just my thoughts on energy sharing the same space. What the fuck do I know? I'm just a blue collar worker. Peace out.
Man, unless you're willing to feed them too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
But we are feeding. We feed them knowledge. We give them the best food is knowledge. You know how that goes? We're giving them knowledge because we're showing you how to do it. We're teaching you how to do it. A lot of people say, hey man, I need some money. I'm showing you how to get the money. So when my money run out, your money run out. Mm-hmm. But if you got that skill and that brain capacity, it'll never run out.
Mm-hmm.
I tell motherfuckers, man, if you got fuck degrees, because degrees, you're going to be cold. You know what I mean?
Right.
College degrees, you're going to be homeless.
Right.
You got skills, we ain't gonna
do. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
AC, electric. We ain't gonna do shit without these lights.
Oh yeah.
We ain't gonna do shit without the pipes not going right. Nah.
But see, that's something a motherfucker ain't never take from you too, you know what I'm saying?
AC is a, you know, there's not one.
Hey Scotty, you hit that fan
AC
real quick
company.
For me. Just to cut it off.
In Jacksonville, you know, black owned. I ain't saying you the manager. I'm saying own. Reason why, because what happened when you take your apprenticeship for AC, you gotta go to a white man or a company to get your shit.
Right.
In order to get a company. They ain't gonna let They're gonna pay you 30 an hour, but they ain't gonna let you get your own company because you're making $30,000 a month instead of 30 an hour.
Oh yeah.
They know that.
Oh yeah.
They don't allow that shit. And we ain't got no black AC. And now if we do, hey, I'm wrong. But show me a black AC company. Not that a lot of blacks work for the company. The owner is black.
Owner down at JEA, we seen how much money he make a year. You know what I'm saying? The president down there at JEA, you know, the money he makes. But like we see, you know, we got to start building. If we can get foundations to start producing and publishing our own shit, you know, that'll help too.
And you know what?
And business economics, we got to learn that because they know.
You pay money, and after that, we done with y'all. Leave us alone.
Well, like you say, when we start spending our money with each other too, that's when, you know, we can get away from a, like Walmart. If we can boycott shit like Walmart,
any kind of market,
Whataburger, I mean, whatever you want to fucking name.
Walmart,
if we can, if we can boycott stuff like that, and like you say, start putting our money with them. I mean, and you know, it's an idea, but that's the way that we can show them that we can get back to. It's all about capitalism, man.
Man, I had a history teacher in high school. And we was going to the a field trip. So, you know, at the time I thought he was crazy because he was like, hey man, you know, y'all stand in single file line. And one way y'all can shut the world down is everybody don't spend their money this weekend. And we used to think he was crazy by saying that, but now 20, 30 years later, yeah. Man, it's the diet, man. If you think about this, man, everybody went on just a fast. Just a fruit fast, vegetable fast. Not only is that healing your body, but look at what you're not spending. Say it's 7 days. My debit card got fraud alert, and I had to get another.
Yeah.
So I had to go back 15 years ago, and go to the bank and get money out.
Yeah.
You know how much I let $100 scratch by doing that? Because if I'm working, by the time the bank closes, I can't go. I don't got no ATM card.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing as eating and all of that stuff. Not saying the food ain't good and all that, but just say you fast for 30 days and you just did fruit juices and vegetables. Nigga, McDonald's ain't getting none of your money. Whatever you was doing, ain't nobody ain't getting nothing.
Well, I did that shit you told me, man. I've been a big fortune efficient, ain't no
Yeah.
Well, you're training your metabolism too. You're training your metabolism, and not only will your body start feeling right, your whole thinking process starts.
That's what Lisa
right.
Left. Lopez said when she went to camp in Honduras. She said she did a 10-day fast. After that, she was like, man, she was getting 4 hours of sleep. She started thinking clearly. She had so much energy. And then she started.
That's when she died, too.
Yeah.
That's when she all of a sudden ran off the road.
Shit, we
and
might.
Everybody in the car lived but her.
We might do a 40-day fast and die and transition. You never know. That might be the key to, you know.
The shit we already know. If we do that, we might kill some motherfuckers. Because what'll open up after that? You opening up the senses and the chakras like we're talking about.
Yeah.
You building your chakra senses up from the bottom. So once we reach up here, we might blow this motherfucker up, bro. Because I couldn't take coming into consciousness with what I know now. So just think when we reach the fucking pinnacle level where that dot be at right in the middle. Man, we'll probably murder all this shit, bro. Because you know it's a lie. Everything we see is a fucking lie. And it's hard to get to the truth.
Yeah.
Not for us,
yeah.
But the people we see fall victim to.
Right.
To the truth.
Black people don't want to be woke, man. They want to stay asleep. But you know why I tell them? I say, hey, man, shit only affects you when you get home.
Yeah.
Once you hit home, then you understand.
Yeah.
But as long as it's affecting you, you don't get the shit.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
That's true.
Four dudes get shot and killed. Black people.
Look at how the sheriffs act on TV when they do a press conference and they talk about it. They don't show no kind of goddamn affection, but when they show one of us, we'll get on there crying, talking about Jesus Christ coming and all this bullshit here. But the sheriff ain't showing no affection, and he don't give a damn if 50 on died day. Look at Chicago. They be so nonchalant talking about the crime. They don't give a damn, but when it happens to their people, it's different.
Yeah.
They'll burn that whole fucking city down. You shoot one of
them. Somebody going to jail.
Man, somebody going to jail.
A lot of motherfuckers going to jail.
They'll stop funding certain city council members.
Yeah.
I don't see it. They do shit the right
Just like Andre said in the song.
Look at Reggie Brown.
When it affect Hispanic communities and blacks, but then it spread to whites and got everybody undivided attention. Now your daughter is on it, you can't hide it. Maybe your son tried it. Rehab too crowded. Hey man, they scared.
Yeah, they scared
out here, man.
You know what, man?
Scum Brody experience. Stay awake. Huh?